Right now, we want to go to Oklahoma and see if we can help David.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
We have a
kind of a unique problem here. Tell us all about it.
Well, this the house was built in '88. It's a two-story, and it appears that the ductwork is in between the second story and the first floor. So on the first floor, all of the ductwork is right up at the top of the ceiling, and on the second floor, it's obviously in the on the floor vents. So the bottom level in my dining room, I have a vent that's extremely close to the very top of the ceiling, and I'm wanting to put crown molding in, but it's so close. There's really no tolerance. There's no way of putting the crown molding up there without removing that vent. And what I'm wondering is if they make some type of maybe like a shallow or a shorter vent that would take the place of a standard vent so I could put the crown up there, or if I'd have to actually relocate that vent.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, this is a very common problem. You might not think so, but there's so many situations like this, and it can be different scenarios. It can be where you're putting up a 4-inch crown molding and you only have 2.5 inches to go through there with. Well, you don't want to reduce the size of crown molding just for the sake of one vent. So I've done it a couple different ways. And in looking at your picture here, David, which I appreciate you sending, what I would actually do here is I would bring the molding, whatever size you decide on, and I would bring it right up to the actual grill, and then I would return it back to the wall. So the crown would actually be interrupted by the register. Now, that might sound like it's not going to look the best, but it really is one of the more graceful ways of doing it, just bringing it up and then returning it right back into the wall, because you don't want to reduce the size of the vent. I think it'd be very, very hard to lower that vent, even though that is a possibility. You could have some sheet work or sheet metal work created, a little boot that would lower it down, and then you can run the molding across. But for most cases, that can be a little more work than it's really worth. So I think I would try that. Other situations, when it's down a little bit more, you actually can just basically very carefully notch out the crown molding around it, and that can be done fairly easy if it's a fairly sizable piece of molding. Joe, you have any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, David, those are really the only options. Since your vent is so high up close to the ceiling, often there's like a 4-inch space above it and you're putting in 5 or 6-inch crown. It gives you a few more options. But yeah, I think doing the return, I mean, the best situation is to have it lowered. I'm not sure how much that would cost, but you can call in an HVAC contractor. If it's only one, is it only one that's in the way, David?
Yeah, it's just here in the dining room. I'm putting crown in the bedrooms, but like you said, they're a little bit further down, so I don't have an issue with the bedrooms.
Right.
It's
that
just here in the dining room.
Yeah. Well, if the duct is coming, I don't know if it's coming from up into this duct or down, but either way, it might be worth having a contractor come and take a look at it. You cut the drywall, put in a little sleeve, as Danny said, make a little sheet metal sleeve, and just lower it just an inch or so below, you know, so you can easily get your crown in. Otherwise, cut the return and see if you don't like the return, you can always go back to cutting it and lowering it. So unfortunately, those are really your only options since yours is so close to the ceiling.
Right. And like the way you were saying, it sounds like it's not uncommon.
It's not.
You know, which makes me wonder why they did that to begin with. you never know. That's
because they're not putting up the crown molding. That's why, Dave.
They may have put that ductwork in before that tray ceiling that you have in there was created, which would have lowered it, you know, a foot or so below the ceiling. And then when they came in and did the furring around it for that ceiling, that might have been where, you know, the right hand not talking to the left hand. You see that quite a bit in that kind of construction. But I think you'll see once you return it on either side, you'll never notice any awkwardness with it at all.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'll give that a shot.
Good.
And we'll go from there.
Great.
Take a picture when you're done and send it along.
Will do. It'll probably be a little bit longer. I'm with that tray ceiling, I'm going to put some crown inside there, too.
Yeah, that looks good. I have that in my house the same exact way. It's a great idea.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of fancy.
So why don't you go up and
bit,
do that for David, then?
Well.
Yeah, come on over here to Oklahoma, but I tell you, we just got some snow, and it's still, we probably got about 6 inches out there, so you probably don't want to be here right now.
It sounds pretty, though, from the inside looking out. Sounds awfully nice. So.
Yeah, it's just fine, guys.
Well, good. So glad we were able to help you out on that, David. Stay warm, and if we can help you any other way, let us know.